On today's show, Ford's new CEO brooms out a number of executives to make way for the people he wants. Lexus comes up with a paint job that takes 8 months to make. And we'll explain the importance of this compact Chevy pickup that Egyptians have nicknamed the Tank. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Well, he has been CEO for Ford for 5 months, and we still don't exactly know Jim Hackett's strategy for the company. But we're getting closer. Yesterday, he broomed out a number of executives and promoted a number of others. Perhaps the most significant promotion involves Kumar Galhotra, who had been running Lincoln. He keeps that job, but also gets all global marketing. Linda Cash is now in charge of all quality and new model launches, and she had been running all of manufacturing for Ford in Europe. Birgit Barrett, who ran powertrain purchasing, is named to a newly created position leading joint ventures, alliances, and commercial affairs at Ford of Europe. Joy Falotico, the chairman and CEO of Ford Motor Credit, now reports directly to Hackett. John Casesa, the Wall Street analyst who was running Ford Strategy Group, Stephen Odell, who was running global marketing, Benny Fowler, who ran all quality, and Felicia Fields, who ran HR, have all elected to retire from the company. And here's our out-of-line insight. By shaking up management ranks, Hackett is getting closer to giving us a lot more detail about how he plans to move the company forward. Wall Street loves what General Motors is doing, but it's not very impressed by Ford, and Hackett has to turn that around. But he couldn't announce his plans with details until he had the people he wants in place. I think we're going to hear a lot more details about his strategy coming up very soon. Last year, startup company Nutonomy became the first to offer autonomous rides to the public in Singapore. And now it's been acquired by the supplier Delphi for $450 million. This is the latest in a string of acquisitions by Delphi to bolster its self-driving technology. It wants to sell automakers a turnkey solution, or what it calls autonomy in a box. And with this acquisition, Delphi is now operating 60 autonomous vehicles on public roads on three different continents. Hey, don't forget to join us for Autoline After Hours this Thursday. The show's all about the new Honda Accord. Joining Gary Vasilash and I will be Ray Mikichuk, who heads up all sales for Honda, and Don Marnock, who will be talking all about the manufacturing story with the Accord. So if you have any questions you'd like us to ask them, send us an email and send it to viewermail@autoline.tv. Honda just rolled out another sporty EV, and we'll tell you more about it right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by Hyundai, better drives us.
Lexus is getting set to introduce a limited run of its LC sports car, and they're calling it the Inspiration Series. It has a bespoke white interior, unique 21-inch wheels, and even comes with its own set of wine glasses. But the real highlight of this car is its paint. The color is called Structural Blue, even though it actually has no blue pigment. The flakes in the paint are like little nanostructures, and when laid in the right pattern, they only reflect blue light. This is not something that you have done at your local Mako shop. The paint is developed through an 8-month process. The Lexus LC Inspiration Series will be available in the spring of 2018. To follow up on a teaser shot that we showed you about a month ago, Honda just introduced its sports EV concept. The little car combines EV performance with artificial intelligence and rides on the same platform as the urban EV concept, which debuted at the Frankfurt Auto Show. Honda says it'll start selling compact EVs in its home market in Japan in 2020, and we sure hope the cars look a lot like these two concepts. Say, have you seen this pickup truck before? It's the Chevrolet TFR, and in Egypt, they've nicknamed it the Tank. We'll tell you more about it right after this.
Lighter, safer, stronger, quieter. and more sustainable. Tell us where you need to go, and we'll help you get there. Dow Automotive Systems. We don't succeed unless you do.
No doubt most of you know that the Ford F-150 is the best-selling vehicle in the American market, and in the Canadian market too, by the way. But do you know what the best-selling vehicle in China is? It's the Wuling Hongguang. No doubt you already know that Wuling is partly owned by General Motors. In Germany, the best-selling car is the Volkswagen Golf. In Japan, it's the Toyota Aqua, better known in other markets as the Prius C. In Brazil, the Chevrolet Onix, which is only sold in South America, tops the sales charts. In Indonesia, the Toyota Avanza, which was actually designed by Daihatsu, outsells everyone else. And in Egypt, the Chevrolet TFR is the best-selling vehicle in the country. In fact, the little pickup is so popular, it's been nicknamed El Dababa, which means the tank. We got this information from a company in the UK called IRA, which is dedicated to helping people who are visually impaired. We don't know why in the world it would create a graphic of the top-selling vehicles in the world, but it sure is interesting to look at. If you'd like to see the entire global map, click on the headline to the story in the transcript to this show, which you can find on our website at www.outoline.tv. Anyway, that brings us to the end of today's show. Thank you for making Outoline Daily a part of your day.